and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark, joined always by the Chaos Crew and our fabulous DM. Let's go around the horn.
Rich.
Hart.
Ryan. Everyone else. We're going to get on track here, boys. We got to get a system going.
Guys.
What?
Fucking what a downer at the end of that one, huh?
You thought it was all fun and games, didn't you?
I still think it's all
fun. I know, right? We're not now. Having traumatizing dreams.
Yeah,
he's the Pope. I'm the champion.
Who's traumatized?
He's a
here,
god.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to fucking wallop Theo at some point. So I'm going to make this episode as fun as I can.
I'm excited to find out more about his tragic backstory.
Yeah. Because
really, we don't know shit about his parents.
Nope,
except now that Urshan killed him.
Yeah.
He's going to get gripped up again.
Mm-hmm. We're gripping that boy.
Gripped.
Yeah, so far, Theo knows that Urshan killed Fenric and both his parents, so...
Everyone he loves!
Yeah, I think I almost hinted at it, and I pulled back on the hint a little too hard. We were talking to Urshan,
mm-hmm.
where he said, it's been a long time since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
The last time he was here was when he killed them.
Piece of shit.
I know.
Yeah. But we're a new religion, and we got a how many total now?
426.
Yeah,
426. Yeah,
strong. Almost hit that 500 threshold. Great job. I was not sure how that would have gone if you guys had just like really like failed all of those. So, yeah,
I mean, I would have been killed. So,
the descendant of the great Plooplu Pleen, yeah. Plope Taluga Plooplu Pleen,
the way.
Yeah. That was I hate doing that where I'm like, this is the funnest episode. Never mind, I fucking hate you guys. Twist the knife. Here's the thing. Only one person gave me a tragic backstory. So if I need that element in these stories,
yeah.
I'm going to have to just shank fucking Rich with feelings against his will.
When I make a character, I don't give backstory. I'm just like, here's a blank slate.
Yeah.
I'm a girl. I'm too. Crazy
I specifically
it.
Made myself 2 years yeah. old so I wouldn't have to have a backstory.
I think it's good to have a variance between all the characters, though. It kind of adds different, you know, depth to all of them. Don't worry, Glebnor. I'm coming for you, too. You think you're just going to get away with being two from space?
Am I going to find out he's actually fully grown at some point?
I got plans.
I'm 200.
I got plans. I think I said it when we were doing our session zero. It's like, the dumber character you make me, the more I will make you hurt. Like, later, I'm going to try for it.
It's fine.
But yeah.
I'm just riding high as the champion right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was because I came up with that in the car ride getting to pick up Rich today. I was like, wait, hold on. They're going to level up. And I know that Mark wants to go zealot. This is the perfect time. I'll make it so that you need a champion, a plope, and a new god to all be one unit together, kind of.
Love it.
The birth of Bleebleyism was tonight. That was very exciting.
It's fun.
We're on our way.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys like Uncle Gulp?
I love Uncle Gulp.
Hilarious. Yeah.
I just really like that voice.
So fun.
I was just doing, what's the guy's name from Eastbound and Down? Will Ferrell's character.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, I can't remember.
I can't think of it. My plums. Let them watch. Yeah, I was...
Let the boy watch.
So yeah, I love Frick. I like the idea that Frick is just like an actual little shithead.
Frick's a drug addict, right?
Frick is fucked. Frick is like...
He's going to try to get us to try some like weird fucking fish drugs, right?
I love the idea that like... I've grew up around a lot of very religious people. And the more like conservative and religious the parent was, usually the more insane the child was in my experience.
Yeah.
So I figured Frick had to be a little fucking hellion.
Rebel.
So, yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's going to get us into the Dwarven City, so.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I just learned that Uncle Gulp knows the way of the Pleen.
That is true.
So I might not want to come back.
Might not want to upset.
And don't you worry, folks. I am hard at work homebrewing the way of the Pleen. I got some stuff cooking. It's going to be great. Don't worry.
It's just fitting that we created a whole new religion today on Good Friday.
That is true. This will be airing on Good Friday. So everyone go home. Say your prayers to Bleebly. Get a couple more followers on there.
And hey, sound off. Reach out if you're a Bleebly follower.
That's
if
true.
You're a Bleebleever.
Yeah. When you said Bleebleev, I wanted to fucking leap across this table. I'm always just like, I've noticed now, like, if I don't describe things quick enough, Mark will force canon on me.
Like, the overall.
Overall, yeah. Oh, you got
the gnome.
Me. You got me good. Didn't love it, but you got me good.
Oh, that whole village, they're all wearing overalls.
Of course.
Only one strap buckled. Yeah.
I like how Toluga immediately was like, I love it here.
Like, my so people.
I feel right. I understand everything they're saying, like, clear.
Yeah. And I got a little fun thing for you, Toluga. I've been planning. You need a fun item. So I've been working on one
that
I think will fit well with your build. So
can't wait.
Yeah.
This will be
juicy. But yeah, so next episode's gonna be real fun because we're gonna be getting into the Ebon Den, Firebelly Dwarf City, which is an interesting collection of people and races. We'll kind of see. There's not just dwarves in this city. It's got an interesting little history. You guys will kind of learn more about.
Is there a Minotaur in there?
I mean, it's a big city.
I'm gonna hunt that. I'm gonna walk in. I want a Minotaur check.
Where is your labyrinth?
Find me your closest labyrinth.
So ridiculous.
Minotaur. I already know where the Minotaur is going to be.
Where?
I have a sneaking suspicion we're going to end up at some kind of nightclub, and he will be at the door of it.
Fuck you.
Maybe I have a bouncer Minotaur, all right?
It just makes sense.
Of course it does. Where else am I going to put him?
This is why you listen to the talk back, people.
Get those juicy deets
before
the episode.
I'm
going to
be friends with him in no time.
Oh my God. We're going to bring him along? Yes.
Yeah.
We could.
Our fucking band of idiots grows.
Yeah, I was going to do... So, cards on the table. I have run the Underdark and the Feydark multiple times in my other home campaigns. And I was going to do kind of my standard Underdark shtick, where it's like, you're in the Underdark and you find some mushroom people and they fucking tell you a thing. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to have you guys on a crazy, like, dark whitewater rafting fucking adventure. And it just made no sense to me that it'd be super difficult for you guys to get to this town because there's an active trade route between the two cities.
Yeah.
So
there was some rough waters. And-
yeah. You guys had a little skill check there. Yeah. And
a couple of lumps.
Yeah. Nice fucking play. Looping all the pseudopods, tying all the boats together. I like that idea.
Yeah. Don't want to lose anybody.
Well, we almost lost our god.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Where's Yarno in the religion? Is he a believer?
Yarno is like an artificer.
Because Yarno
like
is on the fence.
He's known Theo his entire life.
His whole life.
He's going to be a good get.
Yeah, Yarno's a harder sell because Yarno is like, I knew you when you were 12.
he's going to have to see some straight up miracles.
But he did just see that.
That is true.
He watched an entire town of people.
He also saw him fire a gun, which he's never seen before.
Yeah, that is true.
Was Yarno there when you shot Urshan?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, no, he was getting his oven mech.
He was finding Bligong and getting the oven mech. Yeah,
and getting everybody else
and
out.
I will let you guys know, too, Yarno is like...
He's kind of a dick.
It's more that he's like a little just suspicious of stuff. He's just kind of like cagey. He doesn't really like that... He's in a new place and he doesn't have his network of stuff he usually has. And he's missing scouts now. And like Dozer's not here. Like he's kind of off kilter a little bit, but there's
what
a lot
better
of,
time to link up with Bleebly.
Yeah. And there's also a lot of really dope shit in this city that he's going to, that's like, he's, I don't think you'll be seeing Yarno hanging out in this fucking Kuotoa village forever.
Yeah,
he's going to probably make his way into the Ebon Den and try to get his connections back.
I figure he's going to find a way to either, I'm assuming, make shop there, or at least, like you said, get connections to be able to when he goes back up top.
Yeah.
I want him on the tally.
Yeah. Yarno's great. I love that. I like a little like Jersey dragon man. You know, like he's very funny to me.
Unfortunately, Dozer has missed all of this.
I know. Yeah. So Dozer's I had set up so that like he would have left like maybe a day or two after you guys, and because like Yarno didn't know if you guys are coming back. So he's like, I need to, you know,
hedge my bets here.
Yeah. And the threat of the Stormcaller's coming was like, he was very nervous about in the beginning of the campaign because he's kind of running an illegal Dreadforge tech operation. So, you know.
And well, now that we know Urshan killed Theo's parents, Yarno probably was privy to that information.
Maybe.
As an adult at the time.
It depends. Yeah.
Dealing in illegal trade.
I can't believe you rolled a 5 and you were 5 years old when it happened. I love this game. It's just, you can't even write it. It's like the dice just, they fucking cue you up so perfect for shit.
Yeah, I had it set that way. So it was like, he was 5 when his parents were killed. He was 10 years later, he was 15 when his sister like left and just hasn't come back. And it's been 10 years. So he's 25. But like I had it set that way just make it easier for myself to remember those things, but also like traumatic things have happened in certain, you know, points of his life.
Yeah.
Multiples of five.
Yeah. We had talked in character creation, me and Rich, about like initially I was going to have it be that who killed Theo's parents.
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. It was going to be that. So like people that wanted the tech that his father was working on. And then I was like, I want to connect him to the story tighter. And yeah. I think I already kind of set up Urshan as, you know, a big bad. And yeah. I was like, let's fucking really turn that up a little bit.
It's like, as much as I want to be the one who kills Urshan, yeah. I kind of have to let kill him.
Yeah, yeah. And like, there is nothing that is more an affront to the Stormcaller clerics than a makeshift new god. Like, you are like... fucking their number
public
one
public enemy number one.
Yeah, yeah, because they're gone this whole fucking crusade to convert everyone to Krizik to keep the storm strong, and now,
how's that going
now? There's not only like have they had to like, you know, fight off, they're at war with an entire nation, the Magrians, and they're also now in the south, what they thought would be an easy cleanup, there's a new god running around gallivanting with fish people. Like, it's like their shit's going bad.
There's, with the greatest yeah. plop of all time.
The greatest plop of all
really,
time.
Really putting a lot of faith and lead on Toluga for the.
I'm putting a lot on level four characters, if I'm being totally honest. You guys are kind of out of your depth a little bit, but it's going to be fine. We're going to tighten it up.
Hey, fake it till you make it, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
It's kind of Toluga.
Yeah.
That's Toluga's whole thing.
Yeah.
I know. A level four champion for the whole religion.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is like, Kuatel are like, what, CR half or one or something? Yeah. A level four character is a god to these people most of the time. Yeah. And I like the idea that this big catfish uncle is like keeping the traditional martial arts style alive.
I'm going to learn.
Yeah. I thought it'd be also a fun way to give you and Bleagong little stuff to do together, because he's so jealous. you guys are going to be doing all this fun stuff without him.
I'm winning over the family.
I know. Well, yeah, you guys, like, you know, as much as he probably wanted to, like, you saved everybody and you got them here. Like, they probably wouldn't have had as easy of a time if you hadn't, you know, all helped them get there.
Boat flat.
Yeah. Boat flat. Pretty boat good. Flat. Pretty good. Yeah, that was a wild one. You guys are just like, I love where we're at a point in the campaign now where I can pretty much just like throw an NPC at you and then just like take my foot off the gas and let you guys have fun with them. I know there wasn't a lot of combat in these last two episodes, folks, but I mean, come on. These guys needed a little break after fucking episode 10.
I need to grind that XP. I need to get the way of the plane. What are you talking
about? Yeah, we're getting guys up there. We're getting close. So yeah, we got multi-classes are cool. What'd you get at level two monk?
I get the flurry, like the typical
flurry of blows
and the step of the wind.
Perfect. Oh, okay, cool. So now we're going to see Toluga kind of moving in combat.
Yeah, step of the wind, patient defense, and flurry of blows.
Awesome. Cool. That'll kind of go well with, I mean, you guys definitely earned your level up with fucking it, the finale fighting off shit that was way above your challenge rating.
I now have divine fury.
Mm-hmm.
So I can either do necrotic or radiant damage.
Yeah.
I haven't chosen yet.
Sure.
Because I haven't needed to use it. I want to do radiant just because it makes sense. Totally. Believably, yeah. But daddy uses necrotic energy to melt people.
I mean, he uses radiant too. You're kind of like a
yeah,
mix.
My channel divinity is radiant.
Yeah, I'll go radiant.
Yeah. Radiant, and honestly.
Flash of light.
I'll be sharing with you too. Like there's a lot of monsters that like either ignore necrotic or like resist it, so
I've been abusing it while I still can.
Yeah. Radiant, I don't think many things really resist radiant.
Fair enough.
If you fight an angel, maybe.
Yeah. but then I can turn them to soup.
Yeah.
We might have to fight some Krizik angels.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I mean,
what are you talking about? We didn't do anything wrong to them.
Everything's fine.
We might have to fight Krizik,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, by the time we get to there,
what are you talking about? Krizik isn't
real. His powers will be waned to nothing.
We already made one guy renounce him.
Renounce was such a good command word. And Krizik is a fickle god. So to renounce him, he lost his magic. Mm. Piercers are great feet, by the way. We're going to be seeing Theo doing some fucking scary damage.
I mean, that got me to 18 on dex because I was at 17. So my two hit went up.
Cool.
And then now I can get the extra damage dice on crits or reroll it.
And you crit a lot. So that'll probably be happening pretty often.
I mean, I have the Deadeye shot, so that allows me the advantage. And if I crit while doing a violent shot, that's going to be even better.
Yeah.
Mark, just remember, when you kill something, you get temp HP as Zealot Barbarian.
Oh, yeah. Is that right away? Or is that like,
do you get that right away? Because I was using it as the Torden when I was using it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would ask you if I could find a rat real quick that I could snap his neck.
Yeah, that was nuts. I knew you guys would immediately break with Priest Yahoodle.
Yahoodle.
Yahoodle. The tomes.
Yahoodle.
Yahoodle. Yeah, there's so many like ooh names in the Kuatoa. So I've been trying to like add more of them to kind of even it out. But
and then you found Frick.
Yo, Frick is going. I mean, I like love that kind of a character, but that is going to destroy my voice. Yeah. I need a hot
team. I don't think I'm
going to
be hanging around Frick too much.
Please, for everyone's sake. But he is a great way to get yourselves in the city. So that makes sense. That's a good play, I think. I was trying to think, like, how do I just make these Kuatoa a little different? And I was like, I'll make them kind of more like, they're all catfish. That's just funny. And you kind of get the general vibe. They're just tatted up with weird Kuatoa tattoos. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Maybe you get a tattoo while we're down here.
Maybe. Maybe I get inked up.
That's kind of maybe in my notes. So,
we'll
see. You guys got to stop guessing. Everyone stop guessing. Stop thinking and planning and guessing.
Is it going to be?
It would just be really cool to see Toluga like get one of those like a ceremonial like
yeah,
you know, thing and then just have it be one of those ink tattoos.
You know what I should do?
This is the problem.
Guns on each bicep.
Yeah. Right. This is the problem.
Guns on each bicep.
This is the problem with playing with the same players for years is they start fucking figuring your shit out real quick. Because listen, I'll be honest, there's certain items I love and I've put in a lot of different campaigns, and the Eldritch Klon tattoo was one of them.
Yep.
So, yeah, that might be in the cards. We'll see if you can handle the tattoo process because it's going to be a little sketchy.
Like I said, I want guns on each bicep.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: you are going into the Hellion quarter of this great dwarven city. Pretty fucking
is the
metal.
Idea that I get wasted, get a tattoo, wake up the next morning with this tattoo.
Folks, join us next time for exactly that.
All right, folks, thanks for listening. And as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe to our show. And we have social media.
Yeah.
Go on there. The link's in the description. So just click, click, click. We got a subreddit, all that fun stuff. Go there and argue. So anyways, thanks again. And as always, we lost the house! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.